Dr. Kathleen Einhorn first joined the Park City School District as the principal of Trailside Elementary School. She has more than 30 years in education and has traveled the world working in the profession. She was with the Department of Defense for 24 years, spent 2 years in the Granite School District, and the past 8 years with the Park City School District.
All through my career, I've done a variety of things. I started off teaching special education in middle school out on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. Loved that. Moved overseas, taught special ed, taught regular ed, taught English, did some coaching. And then when I came back to the States, was assigned to an elementary school. Moved from there into the district office at Fort Benning and did curriculum work after that and became a principal after that. So I feel like I've had such a great variety of experiences.
Former Superintendent Ember Conley asked Einhorn to take on the role of Director of Curriculum, and in that effort, she's introduced a number of changes in the district.
As a result of the district team, and it really was a team, the cabinet along with the fabulous school administrators. We've really built a system of professional learning communities and that really is such a positive move in a school because you get teachers talking together, either in grade level teams or in interdepartmental teams, about the work being done in the school, about how do we know kids are learning what we're teaching? What's our evidence? And what are we doing if they're not learning it? And if they already know it, then what are we doing?
Einhorn says now that there are programs to build new age skills, the district is starting to work on how they transfer to job or career readiness. She says elementary students are learning to code with Scratch, which allows them to create their own interactive games, stories, and animations.
We saw the growth of the PACE program, the program for our children who are gifted, but our PACE teachers have also led a lot of the work in STEM. They have led the way with engineering is elementary in our elementary schools, and I think that our science scores are a testament to all of the work we've done around STEM.
She says students frequently work in project-based learning settings, and a facilities upgrade is not necessary in order to have successful programs.
Project-based learning gets all kids engaged, and we've seen that around a lot of the work of STEM, that when kids feel like that they are creating, that they're really using their understanding to create a product, to develop a project together, and it's done in teams. It's so engaging for students. And you don't do that, of course, in a vacuum without having the foundational knowledge. So it's a combination of really teaching kids foundational knowledge and then letting them apply it.
It was Einhorn's idea to take on the high school principal role in January when Bob O'Connor retired due to health reasons. She says it was the least disruptive to the district. She feels the high school offers a well-rounded curriculum in academics, fine arts, and professional studies. She will be available through the month of July when her contract ends to help Roger Arbabi transition into his new role as high school principal. Einhorn says after 34 years, she's not quite ready to quit public education. She's not leaving Park City, but will be working on a part-time basis in a school district in Des Moines, Iowa.
I have accepted a consulting position with Learning Sciences International. It's a breakoff of a Marzano group centered out of West Palm Beach, Florida. They do have schools all around the country that they work with, and I'll be working on a Schools for Rigor project.
That's Dr. Kathleen Einhorn, curriculum director and interim Park City High School principal. She's retiring from the district in July. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.